600 Jews on the list of our community. But among them, the 600 Jews, only 200 are Litvaks, Lithuanian Jews. The rest came after the war from Russian, from White Russian, from Ukrainian, and most of them are assimilated Jews. Among the Litvaks was and now is popular Yiddish. I don't know among you is
Asya Gutermann speaks the most beautiful Yiddish you'll ever hear, and I hope you'll let her speak for a few minutes in Yiddish somewhere along the line.
Absolutely.
And I think if I will use Yiddish sayings, Yiddish words, I think you will understand who somebody will translate. Because I am from a Hasidim family, from Chabad Hasidim, and our everyday language is Yiddish. Yiddish was the language among the Jews in Eastern Europe, you know, before the war. And I think all Litvaks, even from my generation, speak Yiddish now. Now we are in the place of the city. This is called the New Plan, because this part of the city was built in the middle of the 19th century. And now we go to one of the synagogues in Kovno, because now in Kovno there are two synagogues. One synagogue you will see, I call it the Blue Synagogue. It is a synagogue about 100 years. And the second synagogue is a little minium of Chabad Hasidim. Their former synagogue now is occupied by the Art Academy, and they have their meetings once a week on Friday in the center of the Jewish community. The center of the Jewish community was a former synagogue before the war. Before the war, there were 36 synagogues in Kovno. Kovno was a Jewish city. 36 synagogues, two libraries, two professional theaters in Yiddish, three gymnasium in Hebrew and one in Yiddish, called by Sholem Aleichem. And now we go to the synagogue. You will see the synagogue, and in the backyard of the synagogue, a monument. The monument was built in 1994 on the money of the Jewish community of Kaunas to commemorate the children who were killed in the Second World War. 50,000 children from Lithuania were killed in the war. In 1944, the Children Action, 1944, March 27, the Children Action took place in Kovno Ghetto. And to commemorate this sad event, the Jewish community in 1994 built this monument. You will be in the synagogue. Inside the synagogue is a very fine building, and the very fine is the Orem Kodesh, a wooden Orem Kodesh. In Lithuanian, most of the synagogue before the war in Lithuanian, in the shtetla, in the villages, in the little towns, were wooden. Of course, in the cities like Kovno, they were from brick and from wood, but inside the Orem Kodesh is a very nice one. The Orem Kodesh is an old one, and the Orem Kodesh survived during the war. I think the first we will go to see the memorial for the children, and then you will go to the synagogue.
A few words about the history of the shul. We have the Gabbai in the shul, the present Gabbai.